I do like a cool podcast fade in, you know what I mean?
Okay,
it'll start like at some point.
It's for real on though.
It's for real on. Yeah, it's running. And I only cleared up about 53 minutes, so we got
okay. Cool.
We got that much time.
Okay.
I should have taken out my notebook first. It's okay though.
Oh yeah. Okay. I don't know why I'm taking mine out.
You're all right.
Sweet. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man.
Merry Christmas.
Should we tell them what we did earlier today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them this. You're the new co-host of this podcast, man.
Welcome to me. I'm so happy to be
here. And that's why you got the job.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks.
We've been talking about it for a little while.
Yeah, and I'm super excited. And, you know, as evidence how well it's gone, we recorded just a full episode. Near a full episode before I leaned over and realized that I had not hit record enough times.
Yeah. Well, I think we weren't done. We were going to hit the Star Wars.
But we were at least a half hour in.
Yeah, we were a good chunk in.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun
full
bits.
Epi. Oh, man. Ugh. Greatest bits. You know what? Let's make a promise right now, though. We won't try and recreate them.
We won't.
Organic moments.
Organic moments only. That's a new policy on the organic moments.
Organic moments only.
It's a shame that it's audio because you missed Jordan putting a finger up. Organic moments only. One principle.
That's it. That's our only rule.
One alone. Do you want to talk about your funny sandwich eating habits, Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan?
No.
No, you don't want to? It's okay. You don't have to.
No. Yeah. I'm not feeling too sensitive about it right now.
Okay.
I do. Okay, so I lost my teeth.
Okay.
I didn't lose them, but I get...
You lost a front tooth.
I lost. So right now, the current state of my teeth looks like a crumbling wall, I think.
It doesn't look that bad.
I have a chipped tooth.
You have a chipped tooth.
And nobody else knows this, but... So I got hit in the mouth by my own skateboard. I won't go into too many details because it's pretty great. I told it at a mic the other night on Saturday, and I told the whole story of how it happened and then what happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
With like, because it knocked a tooth out, and then I just had a tooth in milk to save it for a Saturday afternoon.
You did tell me that. Yeah, you're supposed to keep it in milk.
Yeah,
and then they can like solder it or reattach it or something.
Yeah, well, it's like mechanics. They weld it back in.
Yeah.
Well, no, they just like push
a greasy handed man. Just
a guy wringing his hands. Yeah, your gum fluid's low.
But they can reattach it.
They can reattach it. Yeah. Well, because like the whole thing with your teeth is that it's calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are eating the orange.
I couldn't help it. It's right there.
You can eat it. Eat the orange. Sam was nervous about that orange.
You can already hear me chewing it. It's so gross sounding. This is terrible.
So you put a tooth in milk. So if you get a tooth knocked out, put it in milk, you can keep it for a couple of hours, you know, just like as a decoration around the house. Or if you want to put it back in your mouth like I did. Uh-huh. And so I did that. But I told the whole story. I went home for Christmas and did a bunch of sets.
Mm-hmm.
And all my friends gave me shit because they were like, first of all, this is the first time I see my teeth like this. And then they were like, you don't have any bits about this. And I was like, God, I guess I need to write some bits about it.
Yeah, you should write at least one or two bits about it.
And then I got home back to New York and I was like, okay, I'm going to start writing bits about it. So I just went on stage and like puked up. Stream of consciousness story, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, Casey McGowan comes up to me. He's like, dude, that was disgusting.
The story?
Yeah, you can never say that on stage.
Why is it disgusting?
Well, I get it because when I get into it, it's like pretty intense. Like, so I put so I have a cracked tooth. It's like broken in half, like Danny Brown.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the other tooth, from your point of view, my two front teeth, and it's the right one, looks whole, but it came out all the way. That's the one I put in milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand.
So this came out whole.
So my comprehension was that, yeah, the one you like saved half of and put in milk. But you're saying you lost one and a half teeth.
I lost one and a half teeth.
Oh my God.
It looks like I only lost a half tooth.
Yeah.
The one that came out all the way, that's the one I put in milk. And I went to the dentist. My dentist was, it was Saturday, so it was Sabbath. So he was out in Long Island hamming it up on the beach. And then he was like, I'll send you to my other guy. Mm. Went to the other guy, showed up, and I just had like this tooth in milk. And they're like, why are you carrying around a glass of milk? And I was like, well, actually, my tooth's in it. And then everybody looked at me like I'm an idiot. Like the dental hygienist and assistant or whatever, she was like, why do you have that here? And I was like, you're the teeth people. This is why I've got it. Like, this is what you guys do. And so he didn't, that dentist didn't even put it back in. He just like took an x-ray, charged me a bunch of money. And then we went and got Mexican. And we were sitting, that's not relevant to the story, but.
But you ate Mexican without your two front teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just got a nice.
When does the tooth get back in?
Got a nice soup, if you will. Now, it happens at the Mexican restaurant. My dentist calls me. I've been like trading pictures with him a bunch. He wasn't sending me any of his teeth, but he was like, take pictures and show, and let me see what you're working with, what happened. So send him a bunch, and then he calls
your actual dentist?
My actual dentist, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So he calls me. We're in the middle of lunch, and then I just left the dentist in Brooklyn, and my dentist calls me. He's like, okay, you've got to put the tooth back in. He's like, do you still have it? And I was like, yes. He's the one that told me to put it in milk. I put it in milk, and he's like, you've still got it. You have it with you at the restaurant? And I was like, yes. And he's like, you have to put the tooth back in. He's like, if you want any chance of saving it, you need to put it back in because I won't be able to see you till Monday. And it was a Saturday. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, okay, so – and then he walked me through it. And he was like, you're going to put it back in, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like
– is it like a complicated step process or is it exactly what it sounds like?
It's exactly what it sounds like. The biggest issue was just lining it up right. Like –
oh, illuminating your mouth so that you...
No, lining it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, because I could have put it in backwards.
Uh-huh.
So,
but aren't there, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there like little holes where it goes back into your gums?
Yeah, yeah.
But you could still line it up wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, just like twisting a post in a hole, like spinning a sign around, you know, like, yeah, it's rough. I know.
Yeah.
So he was like, he described everything, and there was a moment where I was like, that sounds really painful. And he just took a beat, and he was like, yeah. And he's like, it's probably going to be pretty painful. Just went in the bathroom and pushed it back in and like broke through a blood clot that had formed. He was like, that was part of the directions. He's like, you're going to push, you're going to break through the blood clot, and no need to be alarmed or anything like that.
It's going to be a lot of blood.
Push it back. And there was a substantial amount of blood. But I just pushed it back in. It was honestly more painful than when the skateboard hit me in the mouth.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. So I put it back in, cried, left the bathroom, and then we like packed up and went back to the house. And that was pretty much it. Got some pain meds.
I'm so sorry for making you relive this over and over.
No, no, no. It's okay. Even right now, I'm like, there's really nothing to take on stage.
I will say that I didn't know the full extent of the damage. Your tooth that you shoved back in looks great.
Okay.
It looks fantastic.
This is what I was going to say at the beginning, though, is that what people don't know is that it's loose.
Uh-huh.
So it feels like I'm young, like it's a baby tooth about to come out. So sometimes, I don't think you can hear it, but sometimes when I'm talking, it's happened now, this conversation, and I'll blow just right, and the wind will blow through, and it'll rattle and vibrate against the other teeth.
Really?
It feels so weird.
Oh, man.
I hate it.
Does that looseness go away ever?
No.
Like, will it go away, or you'll just have it for the rest of your
life? No, I'm actually afraid it's going to fall out soon, which sucks, because I, like, just lost my job.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be the point of the podcast, of just... Jordan's sad life.
hard times with Jordan Scott Huggins.
Hard times. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're fine. You're a handsome guy.
Yeah.
It's just a teeth. We talked about how you're eating sandwiches sideways.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was the whole point. It's like, because I can't chew with my two front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm a big sandwich guy. I think you are, too.
Oh, yeah.
If there's one thing we both love equally, it's sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to cut up all my sandwiches, small angles. I have to eat from the side of my mouth. Like, what'd you say? Like an old timey cigar.
Yeah, like an old timey cigar.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. It's egg salad.
Yeah. You look like a mob boss, but with sandwiches.
So I have to cut it up into tiny triangles so it looks like I'm throwing my own dinner party on my plate. It's just like tiny triangled sandwiches. And that's it.
Well, I think it looks great.
Hey, sweet.
Did he say it might fall out? The dentist?
No. But feels like it.
I bet it'll get better with time. Are you biting into stuff with it a lot?
I can bite into stuff with it. It won't get better. It won't heal. It's like separated from the root. So the old, like, the resolve is I need to get 2 implants.
Okay.
Yeah. So they will extract both of these. I actually had this thing made called a flipper. It's a retainer with 2 fake teeth on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I like lost my job and my health insurance, so I can't get it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a flipper made, and it's waiting for me at the dentist. So
how much is that going to run you?
That's $3,800 for that.
For a fucking flipper?
The entire process was $15,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for insurance.
Yeah, right? Well, even with insurance is only going to cover like $4,000 of it.
Jesus.
So it's not a lump sum. It's in like in installments or whatever, but yeah.
We got to get you that flipper.
It's the start to the craziest hijink movie.
Guys, we're going to set up a Patreon, and it's going to be called Fix Jordan's Mouth. We'll start putting out extra episodes. This is like our life's mission now. I feel better now.
Now that we've figured it out,
mm-hmm.
The point of the pod.
Yeah.
I do feel like I brought it down a lot.
No, it's okay. I asked about it. And I think...
Yeah, it is your fault.
Also, that story is like very captivating, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't think it's that gross. I think Casey is kind of like a... He's a little bit of a
light boy, yeah.
Yeah. Wayfish. Do you hear that, Casey? I hope you hear this.
How do you verbally tag somebody? At Casey McGowan.
Yeah, at Casey McGowan. Hashtag Wayfish Boy. Yeah, he'll know. Oh, man. How was your New Year?
Pretty good. It was here?
Yeah, we didn't go over, actually, what you did on New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Well, what'd you do?
I was in Penn State, or State College, Pennsylvania. Not actually at the school, but in State College, Pennsylvania, at the municipal building there. I did comedy in a municipal building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we did 3 shows, me and 3 other comics. And it was very fun. It was good.
Did you do like New Year's, Ring in the New Year shows?
We didn't. I mean, it was they do a thing, because pretty much the town, like the students are all gone still, but there's like a whole town that is around State College. Like it's a town that exists because of the college.
Wait, so it's not Penn State. It's a State College of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the town is called State College, Pennsylvania. I believe so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
What a weird.
And that's where Penn State is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's just all the people that live there. Some students, not many.
Yeah.
And their kids. Like, that was what was weird, was they were like, it might have to be clean. And then every single show, there were like at least 10 children in each. And they were all, some of them like really liked it.
Yeah.
So, but we were just all like, okay, we can't, I'm not going to talk about jerking off in front of.
And that's, I mean, but that's most of your material, right?
It's a lot of my material. Yeah. I have a heavy jerk off portion.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I jerk off heavy and have heavy jerk off material. So,
I don't think she'll mind me saying this, but Sam Rody was one of the comics I went with.
Oh, yeah.
And she's very funny. And she has a couple jokes about smoking pot, and she just alluded to it. She didn't even really talk about it, but she just like mentioned pot.
Mm-hmm.
It was about pot being legal or not. I think the point of the joke was like, sometimes I think cigarettes are worse than pot. And then the one complaint we got was from a woman, and she came up to Sam. Or to the guy that organized the show, and she was like, I just found out that my daughter is addicted to pot.
She was triggered.
Yeah.
The only, oh, well.
Which is like, I mean, that's not a thing. Nobody, you're not addicted. I was really mad.
No, that daughter is definitely addicted to something way worse, but just told her mom pot, right?
Yeah. No, she just got caught, and she was like, oh, I'm addicted
to pot. No, it's probably coke or Molly.
Yeah, you got way bigger fish to fry than pot.
Mom, if you're listening, you need to dig deeper into your daughter's life.
Yeah. Addicted to pot is just being cool.
Yeah. I feel like pot, Well, no, I don't know. The pot, the term, the word pot, anytime somebody brings it up, that seems like the most PC professional way.
To say marijuana?
Yeah. Actually, I would argue, now that you just said it, marijuana seems more. Marijuana, pot, weed. That's like
the hierarchy. Weed is like what you say as a child. Well, no, or as a person that like consumes it. You're like, I need more weed.
I need more weed, yeah.
But like if you're not consuming it, you call it pot. Your parents call it pot.
Are you smoking pot? Yeah.
It's kind of a funny name for a drug. Pot.
Pot.
Like, it's the first time I've ever said it and gotten the image of a pot.
Pot. Weed, marijuana, yeah.
Never been a big pot guy, have you? I don't feel like you are.
I'm not. I will say that since I moved here, my consumption has gone way up.
Really?
Yeah. Just because there was a good couple of months. Well, first of all, what did it was Melissa found an incredibly large amount of weed on the ground outside of our apartment when we were living in Crown Heights. She really? Walked outside to go to work crazy early. It was like 6:45 or 7. And she walks out the door, front door of the building, and she finds this like, you know, like the little bags? It's like a little Coke bag, but it's probably the length
like
of
it. It holds like several buttons.
Yeah. It's like there's a little bit bigger than that, probably the length of your finger.
Uh-huh.
And it was full. I mean, it was just jam-packed.
Jam-packed full of pot.
Yeah. And so we've been riding that high, literally.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
When you stumble into pot.
That was a year ago.
Okay.
And we still have it.
That was Carmen got a bag of pot from a friend. I don't know if she wants me to say it out loud, but like a comic friend of ours.
Whisper it to me.
I'll say it's my friend Sally. I don't think she gives a shit. Nobody's going to listen. But she got pot just so that she and her husband could get high for his birthday while Carmen was taking care of their kid. She, after that, was just like, well, I don't need this bag. And it was that type of thing. It was like a button-sized bag, but jam-packed. And then it just sat. I think Carmen and I took like a total of 4 hits from that bag of pot, and then we just gave it to her roommate, Matt.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Matt Backus. Very funny.
Oh, does he live here? Okay.
Yeah, Matt. Loves pot.
Yeah. So you two, not big pot people.
No. I wish I was. I want to be.
How sad are you?
I'm so sad. That was the last little sweet. Do you know when you peel an orange and you have the orange wedges, right? Mm-hmm. But then sometimes you get an extra little cap of orange. Like a lot of times it's just the fibrous part.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's like extra like...
It's like a weird growth.
Fleshy orange bits in there.
Yeah, that's what
that is what I just dropped on the
ground. It may have just fallen in the bag. You're so upset. I saw it dropped off the couch.
And you were like trying to move on, and I knew that you were like, well, I'm going to talk about this.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Sam, rest in peace, Sam's orange.
I'll pick it up later. I don't need to be. I just learned a lesson of podcasting is don't have food in front of you because you'll eat it. That's who I am. I can't even not eat food for this.
Yeah. I've just finished all mine.
Yeah. That's,
I would have done the same thing.
That's true.
You know what would help you get over that pain, though? Hmm. Pot. You're farting.
That was long.
Why'd you try and creep it out like that?
What?
You tried to like...
That's just how it came out, man. That was
trying to. It tried to steal its way into the room.
I'm sorry if it smells. That was like a solid 4 seconds.
A couple seconds. Yeah. You just popped a...
I popped a stiffy.
Popping a stiffy.
That's what we used to call it at my house, farting. I know, it's a long story.
I was kind of hoping we wouldn't tell them, but...
Yeah, it'd just be a mystery.
Yeah.
Well, they still don't know the story. Maybe it's my dad farted and had a boner. Tell me about your New Year's. You didn't talk about it yet. You were here, right?
Yeah, I was here. I was really hoping to... One thing I've been trying to do more is... who cares? I was like hanging out with comics more.
Uh-huh.
It sounds bad, but it's like, gotta network, baby. But I just want to like... I keep getting invited to parties.
Yeah.
Or hear about parties, and I just don't go out because it's like... I'm not going to Brooklyn. I live in the city.
Yeah.
So I was trying to make it out here because like Mary Martin had one and Dino DiMartino had a party, but...
I don't know if I know Dino DiMartino.
Oh, man. Super funny, dude. Yep. I see him around. He goes to QED a lot, but anyway, super funny guy. Mm-hmm. Melissa, She works for a company that has two sister companies, and there's one guy who owns two of those three. So he's like, I just say all that to say he's like very wealthy.
True.
And very important.
Uh-huh.
And she works for him. She's recently started like working with him more.
Uh-huh.
And he like loves her. So we went to a very fancy like cocktail New Year's Eve party,
uh-huh,
on the Upper East Side in an apartment that overlooked Central Park.
Yeah.
It was great. It was incredible. Super nice guy. But that was it. And we both kind of got drunk, but it was nice because it was on 70th Street.
Okay.
5th Avenue, and we live on 60th and 2nd.
Yeah, not far at all.
It was super close, yeah.
Ugh, that's
great. We went home and passed out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good time.
Yeah. That was wholesome as you could want.
Oh, man.
Last year, we went to the Poconos.
For New Year's?
Yeah. It was like,
by your lonesomes?
No, it's like her friend's boyfriend has, like, he's, like, from here,
uh-huh,
and every year they get like a group of them get a house and somewhere, and then they invited us, and it was fucking great.
So all of your New York New Year's are just friends of friends who,
yeah,
are well off. That actually is how I've spent a lot of holidays in New York too, where you're like, oh, so-and-so knows so-and-so and they are rich. And you're like, cool, I'm gonna be here for a couple hours.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the new Star Wars?
I do want to talk about the new Star Wars.
This is a spoiler alert. Do 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 spoiler alert. Do 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 spoiler alert. Do 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 do. If you don't want to hear this spoiler alert, just cover your ears, put your head in the dirt, and spoiler alert. Do 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 spoiler alert. Doop 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 spoiler alert. Doop 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 doop. If you don't want to hear this spoiler alert, just cover your ears and put your head in the dirt, cause we're gonna fucking talk about it now.
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit the other day.
That was when we were just gonna get, we texted about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
only so much you can cover via text.
Yeah, but we did cover a lot. We texted like paragraphs.
Yeah,
I was
right.
So super excited because I was like, "Do you want to go see it?" And you were like, "I have to do this, that, or the other." And I, mm-hmm, was like, "Please come." And I was like, "Have you seen it?" You're like, "I've already seen it, but I want to see it again."
Yeah,
but I couldn't wait. I had to see it.
Do you want
to
see it? We could go see it again.
I might go see it again. We would have to be a matinee. I'm not paying a night price again.
I feel you,
yeah,
sister.
Do you think we should get movie pass?
Everybody says you should. We should, right?
It is. I've heard $10 a month.
It's $10.
But I don't go to movies that often, but maybe I would if I was paying $10 a month.
Yeah.
Because all you really have to do is see one movie and it's a good deal, or two, and it's,
yeah,
a really good deal.
Yeah. I mean, $10 a month, it's like almost like you're dumb not to.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb.
You're so polite that even when I'm hypothetically, you're like, no, please, no.
Not in a hypothetical joke. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. We're going to talk about Star Wars.
You loved it.
I loved it. So we were talking the other day, and I prefaced the whole thing with saying, like, I loved it. But then I had enough complaints that I could be, you would think that I would hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
That I hated it.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. I think I actually am in the same camp as you, but I thought of the complaints first, because I was just I hated all of these things about it, but I was like, but I did still love it.
I still loved it.
The good parts of it were good enough that I was like, all right, I did love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were those parts, though. Leia, that was weird. In space, that was...
I hated that.
There's
a part where they get attacked.
Harry Potter now?
Leia is floating away dead, and then she just... Assumedly, I was assuming use the Force, because they zoom in on her hand. But it's like, Leia's not a Jedi, okay? She has a connection to Luke, but that doesn't...
Yeah.
And she just pulls herself back, and it's like, well, that's fucking dumb.
That seems like it's definitely a weird plot hole that you are only exploiting right now.
Yeah. I do wonder how much of that was filmed and how much of that was, like, did she film the second film or did they have to do CGI?
Before she died?
Yeah.
I think that she was I think they already filmed her parts.
Okay. Because there was a couple scenes where I was just like, there's no way that's CGI. And I guess she was alive.
Yeah. Ryan, there's a guy, I don't know if you heard it, but there's a guy who who has a great joke about it, about how callous nerds can be. Uh-huh. Like, Carrie Fisher died, and everybody was like, oh my God, she's dead. And then somebody stands up and was like, no, it's good. They already filmed her parts for for The Last Jedi. And then, yeah. And then Debbie Reynolds, her mom died. Mm-hmm. And then somebody was like, no, it's okay. She wasn't even in the movies. It's not even a big deal. But I think they already filmed her parts for that one. For or the, maybe for...
Oh,
definitely for The Last Jedi.
Yeah, but, yeah. Not for the next one, I don't think. Did
yeah,
they?
That would be...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Damn. Thanks a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
So the biggest thing that, like, my friend, also a super Star Wars guy, mm-hmm. A lot of people had a problem with the humor, which seems like a weird thing.
I am in agreement about this.
The humor was too much for you?
Yeah. Like, it was funny, and there were funny parts, and I liked it, but there were, like, a couple... First of all, okay, and I forgot, we didn't text about this, but it made me, like, audibly laugh out loud, but I was not, like, happy it was in the movie, was when, like, she's just trailing Luke around his planet trying to convince him to come, and he, one, fucking milks some fat space cow and drinks the milk, and the milk is like an opaque blue milk, and it just, first of all, he like drinks some and offers it to her, but not only does he drink some, he doesn't know how to drink. Like, he takes a sip of milk and it spills all down his fucking face, and it's like, well, that's, you just look like an idiot.
It's like a spiteful drinking of milk. Yeah.
And then the other thing is that she's following him, and he's going about his chores on this island or whatever. He picks up, like, a long spear on the edge of, like, a cliff going down into water, and she's just watching him for a second, and he just shoves it down. And in the next scene, you see him carrying over his shoulder a giant, like, space fish.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the fakest looking thing. I was like, what the fuck is that?
You're saying the fish? I didn't even see the fish.
The fish looked very fake.
The whole fishing at, like, that fishing
milking,
seemed very, farming. Like, there's got to be some steps down to the ocean. That, like,
yeah.
You mean the alternative to just going down sea level is, yeah, you made a three-story spear?
Yeah, why that?
Yeah.
That's not practical.
Also, he's using it as a pole vault. Wouldn't that dull it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, wouldn't those fish be aware what's up? It's been in the water the whole time.
In the same spot? Like, maybe don't swim in that channel, guys.
This is another thing, and they clue you into this way too late. This island is also inhabited by space frog nuns. They're like frog-looking creatures that are dressed like nuns.
Yeah.
And he said they're the caretakers of the island. Do you think that Luke was having sex with those space frog ladies? That's what I want to know. What is he doing, right?
Looked wet. I mean, a hand drop at the very least, right?
Yeah. He's not a Jedi anymore. He's just on the island by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a cool part at the end, like the force projection thing where he, like, isn't really there.
That's why I'm saying... Okay, sorry. Keep going.
No, you go ahead, because I have mixed feelings about it.
About, like... As it like being used in the movie and stuff, like,
yeah, they just, Star Wars does that in these new ones are like good, they're better than the prequels, but like they keep doing that where they just throw in a new thing to make the movie work.
They,
you know,
add to the lore and the mythology or whatever.
Yeah,
definitely, for sure. Like, yeah, like the Leia thing. Uh-huh. But that's the thing I was trying to say was about Snoke. That the force projection is such a large part of the movie that I'm skeptical about his death. That's why I'm skeptical. Because, like,
not only
is Luke powerful, like, Luke's powerful, mm-hmm. and he can, you know, force project himself light years away onto a distant planet and then, like, have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Snoke is force projecting... or force connecting Rey and Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
So he's super powerful. Like, why? Wait, like, it only makes sense. Like, why? Sorry, I'm speaking so slowly because I'm having a stroke. Because I'm like putting everything together right now. It's the first time I've said it out loud. Huh. It's so crazy. The government, like, okay, Jesus.
Why wouldn't Snoke just...
Snoke's body's so messed up, I kind of think that, like, the real Snoke is force projecting and force controlling this deceased body.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know who Snoke is. Like,
oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's what I was trying to say is, like, I don't think that this guy who's capable of confusing two very powerful, a Sith and a soon-to-be Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't think he, like, just got ha-gotched by them, you know? Like, that's why I think that Snoke was a body that was being inhabited by the real Snoke.
That's a good point.
Force, like, inhabited.
Between Snoke and the previous Emperor in the original Jedi movies, you would think that these people would just get over, like, be not attached to, you know, being an evil Sith Lord. Because it looks like both times, like, one guy was horrifically burned and the other guy had some sort of terrible cranial crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very upsetting.
I wanted to happen before. Yeah, we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Also, it sucks because, like, Snoke, I think, was, like, with Palpatine or whatever, he was like, okay, I get that he's crazy powerful, but I'm like, I would never feared him. Snoke was like, oh, this guy's the real deal.
Yeah.
And it sucks that they took all movie to set that up, and then, or two movies to set that up, and then now they just, like, killed him so quickly. Like, that was kind of disappointing, too.
Yeah. But it is kind of cool, because now, I did like Adam Driver more in this one. His character.
It's great, yeah.
And now that he's, like, kind of just this madman on the loose, I like that more. Like, he doesn't have a master. He's just, crazy.
Yeah. He's so good. I mean, like, so good.
Yeah.
Probably one of the highlights of the movie for me.
Yeah. I like Rey a lot. Yeah. And Finn. Although we did make the point where, yeah, you had the point where you're just like, I don't like that Finn is, like, what did you, you're like, oh, we get it, man. You're a pussy.
Like, he just keeps going back and forth.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's like a hero at the end of the first one, and then in this one, in the beginning.
He's going to run away to protect Rey or whatever.
Yeah. Finn's whole modus operandi is like, I'm a chicken, but until I'm not anymore. And now I'm a hero.
I hate that, yeah. Because I guess we're kind of conditioned to be like in movies and stuff. It's like, there is that archetype that exists is like, I'm a chicken, and then the switch flips, and I'm like, nah, I'm awesome now.
Yeah.
But then, like, the thing is, like, he just keeps flipping the switch back and forth.
Yeah.
And I just want him to stay on, but he's like, he's just a big pussy back and forth.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I love those little furry penguin dinosaur things.
Porgies or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. I like the little one that was crying when Chewbacca was eating it. that was the part of the humor.
That was
Yeah, I like that. What else? This was the big thing. When he force projects at the end and they're firing all the guns.
Yeah.
And then he stands up from under that and he does this. He brushes his shoulder off. I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, that Luke would never do that.
Yeah, right.
That was such a... I hated it so much.
Then there's that scene too, when he's like, he makes like the guy in the ship makes a joke right then too that some people I think had a problem with, or just like, do you think you got him?
Yeah,
which is like that actually seems like a quite organic joke in the moment, but
yeah,
it was so cool because like, I think it just goes back to Kylo being awesome, like. Or how good Adam Driver did, because I do like the unfettered anger. Like, he's just like, he in that moment, he's not a Sith Lord. He's like somebody, he's like truly giving in to the dark side of the Force, which is, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, are we going to do like a rating system?
Just the new three.
Oh,
Force
rank?
Awakens.
Okay.
Rogue One and The Last Jedi. How are you feeling about those three?
Let me think for a second. Force Awakens is pretty good. I don't know. I know that this is going to bug some people, but I really liked Rogue One. I thought it was like crazy good.
Me too. I think... Keep going. Sorry.
I might go Rogue... I don't know. Some people love this one. I would go Rogue One. Yeah, I would go Rogue One, Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. Honestly, can't believe I'm saying it.
Are we vibing right now?
Are we vibing?
We're vibing.
Is that how you go?
That's how I do it.
Yeah. And it's not to say I didn't like the new one, but some people, I heard, like, somebody was like, it's the best Star Wars since Empire Strikes Back. And I was like, no, it is not.
No, no, no.
Not even close. It's not horrible, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I would put Rogue One, Force Awakens, Last Jedi of the new ones. Yeah.
Rogue One was one of the most complete movies.
It was great. I loved it. Yeah. And it was like a, it was a story, because it was like disattached from the main story. Yeah. I think it got to, like, really breathe. I loved all the characters in it.
Yeah.
I know people were like, well, everybody dies at the end. But he's like, yeah, but it's still a good movie.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice.
Also, that the scene with Darth Vader at the end is...
Oh, so good.
Fucking incredible.
Fucking badass. The way they feel, just the saber comes on.
Yeah,
and
it turns on.
You're all dead.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, so badass.
The apprehension I felt, I was like on the edge of my seat. It was so good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that part. And then you saw CGI Leia's face at the end.
Yeah, that was...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hope. She says hope. Man. Did you ever jerk off to... This is pretty sexist. Never mind. I don't want to reduce Carrie Fisher to just a sex object on her cool pod.
Especially considering probably she did go through a lot.
What do you mean?
Like... Oh, God. I don't even know.
Oh, back in...
Yeah, I would say like back in the day. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Especially with all the allegations coming out now. It's like we're all like, oh, man, I bet... Because these are the ones we know about. What about the ones we don't know about?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, that always comes to mind.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, if this is all coming out now, there are so many, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
God, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Although she did say that she and Harrison Ford had like a secret romance on set.
Oh, I believe that.
That she was very...
Yeah.
Because I guess Harrison Ford was married at the time.
And, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Scandalous. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool. Oh, man. How are we doing on... Oh, bad.
Is it recording?
It's recording.
Okay, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about... I don't know. Did you want to talk about anything?
I don't know. How's your life? You okay?
Okay.
How do you feel going into the new year?
I feel good. Oh, I was good. This one. I mean, everybody's doing their... New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any comedy ones? Do you have New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, well, one was to do this.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's like, I wanted to do this.
Check.
Check. Another, just to write every day. So I'm going to have to write after you get out of here. Because I haven't written yet today.
Yeah.
And not really. I was thinking about it. I was talking to my therapist. This is kind of dumb, but I think like when I make goals and stuff like that, it kind of, I don't know if I respond super well to that. Like I just think about the thing and then it makes me like sad and depressed. Because
you like not like making a goal and then not following through on it?
Yeah. I just think like inevitably I won't be able to do it or I'll fall off. And I was reading an article about how like, not everybody is like goal oriented and sometimes you just need to focus on like a system. So instead of like, I want to get this done. I want to institute these habits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I just kind of want to write every day and then just hang out at clubs more, email bookers, get out of town more.
Oh yeah. Oh, nice. Okay.
Do more. I think for a minute last year, I was almost out of town at least once a month for like something comedy related.
Yeah.
And I want to do that this year. Once a month, either have like a club weekend or a festival or something. Just be gone once a month for comedy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I did a bunch of festivals this past year. I think I need to take a break.
Yeah. It's not a bad
idea. So expensive.
Yeah.
Cuz I did a couple in the Midwest. It's just so expensive, like Omaha and Idaho. Iowa. Not Idaho. That's not the Midwest. But yeah. Iowa. It's
it's an investment.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there were $500, $600, $700 weekends, I think.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not getting paid.
Ugh.
But that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The club thing is a good...
Yeah.
That's something that, like, we don't even know. I was, like, with Sean Finner the other day, and I was just like, we were both like, we have no idea how to go about this. I guess you just hang out.
Yeah.
There are a couple guys who like really get it,
mm-hmm.
but
it sucks because it seems like the biggest time suck in the world when you're doing it.
Yeah.
But it really is just going. And I always just try to go when there's somebody there that I know,
right.
you know? So I'm not just like fucking sitting by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Any other goals non-comedy related? I mean, you gotta say Flipper, man.
Get the flipper. Well, before that, get a job.
Get a job.
That's not so much a resolution as it is an imperative.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of needs to happen. So. Yeah.
If you're out there and you have a job, tell Jordan.
Yeah. I can write. I can't really write. I got fired for it. I can, you know, I can kind of write.
Yeah. You can write.
I can write.
You're sitting on this hot new horse joke.
Yeah. Horse hands. Do you title your jokes?
Yeah. Well, you got to for your set list.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Even if you think you don't title them, you do title them.
You do title them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is called Horse Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great title for a joke.
All right.
Yeah. What is a new joke that I have?
That's a funny name.
Then I title it. Oh, Imagine Dragons.
It's just called Imagine Dragons.
Right, yeah, because that's pretty much the bulk of the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're just speaking cryptically about comedy.
I know, yeah.
Oh, man. What's...
My big goal for... Yeah. My two big goals, maybe three big goals,
okay,
was to, first of all, 300 mics.
Oh, that's a great goal.
And then second one was a show a month.
That's a great goal.
Which seems laughable because I won't name them, but I just saw a comic. I literally was like, I'm going to try and do a show a month.
Uh-huh.
So 12 shows in a year, that's nothing. And then literally, as I said it to myself, I got on Facebook and I saw another comic in the city post a poster of all the show dates they had. They had like 14 show dates. For January.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, life is meaningless. I will never make it.
We got to start your own show. That's half the battle.
Yeah, it is. A monthly.
Yeah.
Once a year show.
Yeah. Do a weekly.
I would like to do a show, yeah.
Sure. You don't have to do a weekly. Is a lot of work.
That would be a good resolution.
It also helps stage time-wise and stuff like that. Not like you necessarily spot trade, but just...
Yeah. I think, but that is what it is, though, right? I think.
Yeah, most people who are like, I would never spot trade. It's like, well, you do. You just don't say that that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, just do that with people that you would give spots to anyways, and then it's not a big deal.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Spot trading for all the non-comics.
Go ahead.
I was like, going to explain it, and then I was like, do I know what it is? But. You just trade spots.
Yeah, it's where you offer spots. It's exactly what it sounds like.
That's right. Spot trading is for pieces of shit.
And fucking posers who don't get it.
Yeah.
Can I tell? I told this to you on our first recording, but I wanted to say it again because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Was that at my work today? I work at an advertising place, and they... We're doing work for this one company. I won't say who, but they had a lot of different like children's cartoon characters of like Pikachu and I think Dora the Explorer and some others. And they were like giant 6 or 7 foot like poster board cutouts of these characters.
Yeah.
But they brought them back to the office after this photo shoot and they didn't need them anymore. So I was supposed to get rid of them. But I had to like, so I just had to take like an X-Acto knife and just cut these
child
cartoon characters. I was just in like an HVAC room, just murdering a child's.
Like if a kid walked in.
Yeah.
Pikachu.
No. Pika! Pika, Pika! Yeah.
That would have been funny if, as you were cutting up the different characters, you did their most popular noises.
Pika! Pika, Pika! What does Dora say? She speaks Spanish, probably.
What? She speaks and then waits several seconds. Remember? She's like, ¿Dónde estás? Las mapas.
And then she waits for you to say it, assumedly.
Yeah. I don't know if maps in Spanish is mapas, but...
It is mapas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Era mapa. Yeah.
I think it's one of the ones that's like, it's L, but then you say it's a feminine ending.
Oh, gotcha.
I could be wrong about that.
Yeah. Oh, there was another thing, switching subjects real quick, that I thought of, that because we were talking about, I lost my job. Uh-huh. And so I'm like job hunting right now. Uh-huh. And I sent out like 185 different job applications. And there's something funny that hit me of like, you get fired and it's like this like normal expected like unemployment malaise. Like you kind of get depressed and just sit around your house. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I was just in shorts today at the apartment when you came.
it is in the below 10 degrees in New York. And I got to Jordan's apartment today and he was dressed like it was a Savannah summer.
Welcome in. Would you like some sweet tea, my friend?
Well, come on in. Let's sit around the wraparound porch.
I wish I had flip-flops just to wear. Such a tiny apartment. So just the juxtaposition of, like, I am not depressed, but I am sad. I'm like, fuck, I got to find a new job.
Yeah.
So I just, like, sit around the house. Sometimes I don't even get dressed until late. You know, and then, but then, like, the juxtaposition of just, like, being sad, depressed, and, like, in sweatpants at the house versus, like, I still have to, like, be up and, like, get dressed because I'm actively doing job interviews, so mm-hmm. I'm actively interviewing. So I'm, like, sitting around, like, on a Monday for 8 hours and sometimes naked. And then on Tuesday from 11 to 11:30, I'm in a full suit, and then I'm back home.
So it's just like the opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah, you're either dressed to the nines, just looking stellar, or you're
not
like,
dressed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, mm-hmm. and I know it's going to make you sad, and I'm sorry. When you do these interviews, do you address the tooth?
Never. It's never come up.
Really?
I think, yeah, that's the problem with today's, that's the problem with the world today, that I can't go into a job interview and people don't feel comfortable enough to rag me on it, you know? Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah. I think you got to address it up top. Be like, hello, I apologize for the tooth.
That's good. I might do that.
Yeah.
Because every interview I come out of, I'm like, I didn't show my personality enough.
Yeah.
And I know that because I've got no callbacks. And if they knew my personality, they'd be calling me back. So, so I might do that. Hey,
I would say that too.
Hey, great to meet you. Sorry about the tooth. And then it comes up.
Yeah.
I might do that. I'm really going to do that.
Hey, do it. Spearhead it. And then that's also if you're like, what would you say is your greatest weakness? And you're like, come on. You just point to the
chewing
tooth.
With my front teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
I cut all my sandwiches into triangles. It makes me appear weak. I can't fully bite into a turkey leg.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes, because you can attack a turkey leg from the side. I mean, I'm just saying that we have 5 minutes. We could talk out loud. We don't have to. We're just doing hand signals to say how much time we have left. We're both so bad at it. But we got like 5 to 6 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah. That's the great thing. That's the benefit of this podcast is we know that you're probably watching on a device that tells you how much time is left, but we still tell you how much time is left.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I know you can see it, but I want you to hear it.
Well,
too.
They might have less time left. We could end it right now.
Bye.
Do you want to say anything before you go?
I don't think so.
Do you want to wish our listeners well into the new year?
No, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
I hope all your dreams
come true.
It can happen to you.
I don't know. We'll get it. We weren't vibing right there, but.
We're vibing. Also, this is, yet again, you guys missed just the best episode earlier in the afternoon. We really did.
Yeah, that's good, Sam. Tell them what they're missing.
Well, no, next week we'll come back. I think it's not set in stone yet, but I think we're going to go eat at the Olive Garden.
Oh, yes.
And record an episode when we go to the Olive Garden. They'll let us do that, right?
Where is Olive Garden?
There's one in Times Square.
Fuck yes.
If you're going to go big.
You know, that's one of my non-comedy resolutions.
Huh.
Eat at the big restaurants. Ruby Tuesdays. Is there a Texas Roadhouse? I wish. They're buns.
In New York, the big restaurants.
in Times Square. The Times Square.
You want to have all chains. The Times Square experiences.
Yes. Wow. Not all of them, but like Ruby Tuesdays, Olive Garden, Sbarro's.
Well, how about next week? Let's make that dream come true. That'd be great. We'll record an episode. We could probably bring this in. They wouldn't be dicks about it, right?
This is, I 100% this is not the weirdest thing that's been into the Times Square Olive Garden.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Well, I'll see you soon.
Hey, I'll see you right now.
And goodbye and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
We love you.